What's going on? It's the Film Drunk Frotcast coming at you not live from the Frot quarters in San Francisco. We got almost the whole gang back this week. We got the irregular regular, Mr. Matt Lieb.
Hey, I'm here.
And we got Brett.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me back. I know I fucked up before, and I just want to extend my heartfelt gratitude for you guys giving me a second chance at this thing. I think I know how I fucked up, and I think I can improve.
I think,
and I think that I deserve the chance to improve.
Yeah, I'm ready to give you another shot.
Thank you.
Yeah, are you gonna stop? You gonna stop being so negative?
Yeah, I mean, I think the shilling experiment was a big success,
a wild success.
Yeah, and so I think it's time to maybe take it to the next level and just step up my game.
All right. Well, the only way we can know that you're serious is if you eat this McDonald's.
I love the McDonald's
right
that I've
in
just
front
eaten.
Of us.
I've just put it all in my mouth.
Eat it
and eaten it. Mm. I've got some. I don't want to say groundbreaking shill territory to break through.
Okay.
But it's gonna break the ground on being a fucking sellout.
Oh, I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm talking
hear.
Like A/B testing my personality.
Oh shit.
Mm-hmm. You really need to get that focus group before you decide who you are.
Yeah. Just like clinical studies mm-hmm. on whether or not I'm good or bad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And just like constantly thanking the fans.
Yeah.
Because if it wasn't for them,
you'd be nowhere.
Yeah,
you'd be nothing.
We'd just be three losers in Vince's apartment.
Yeah, but we're not that.
No, we're so much better because of you.
Yeah,
the fans.
Thank you to all of you out there who every day, you know, you tweet something and then I favorite it.
Yeah,
you know, and I have to favorite it because you are all my favorite.
Yeah.
Equally my favorite.
It's true. He tells me that sometimes we'll be walking, mm-hmm. you know, on the way to a restaurant after the podcast, and Matt just turns to me and he's like, "Man, Vince, like our fans, they're all my favorite."
Yeah. And I tell him that
individually.
And then he goes, "I don't know, a couple of them kind of creep me." And I'm like, "No, they're even more better." They're even more better fans.
Mm-hmm. Matt loves the weird ones especially.
You know what you should do for our fans?
What?
You should give them a little taste of the Uptown Girl.
Oh.
Did you guys know?
Yeah.
So for our fans, I don't know if you know this.
I have a special skill.
He has a special talent. Mm-hmm. It's that he can turn any song into Uptown Girl.
I can. Any song. Just Brett, you've never played this game with me?
This is fucking melting my brain right out of my ears. What
really
are you talking
fun.
About?
You just name a song and I will turn it into Uptown Girl.
Okay, the Batman theme song.
I don't know.
It
the
has to have lyrics.
No. Oh,
okay. Oh yeah, you can
no,
do that.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Batman with the Uptown Girl, she be living in her Uptown world. Uptown Girl. You see, I can.
All right, how about another? I mean, this one's gonna be easy because it also has "girl" in the title.
Uh-huh.
American Girl, Tom Petty.
How does it? Actually, I don't know after
okay,
that.
Okay, how about "Don't Back Down"? Won't back down.
Okay, let's see. Stand my ground. No, I don't back down. And we can tear me up, but I'm getting me down. Cause I won't back down. Oh, hey, lady. I don't know when it happens. You don't have the easy way out. Hey, man, with the Uptown Girl, she been living in her Uptown world. Them in a Backstreet Boys. I should really know more of that song, but I don't.
Can you do other Billy Joel songs?
No, I don't. I literally don't know any.
No, but I mean, could you turn another Billy Joel song?
No. I literally don't know any other Billy Joel songs.
Okay.
I know he does a song called "The Piano Man," and I don't think I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
I've heard there's a song called "We Didn't Start the Fire,"
mm-hmm.
and I've only heard people go "We Didn't Start the Fire."
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's after
that's
that.
That's the it. That's the whole song.
It's like,
one line.
Okay, what about? You like the Beach Boys?
Okay.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Okay, let's see. The great thing about this is I literally, because I don't know when it's going to happen. It's more of a
just,
feeling.
It's organic. That's what's so beautiful about it.
Wouldn't it be nice if we were older? Then we wouldn't have to wait so long. And wouldn't with the uptown girl? She's been living in her uptown. Oh, that one was hard. That's a hard one. Okay. Give me another one. Anyone.
Okay. What about Pearl Jam, Jeremy?
Oh. What is I don't know that song. Is it, all I know Pearl Jam is.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, that's even flow.
No, they're all kind of like that.
Okay. Okay. Oh hey, how lives in a motherfucking flow, oh, man. Oh yeah. Run up down girl. Jeepers living in her up. You know.
Okay, how about Smash Mouth?
Okay. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me with the uptown girl. She's been living in her uptown world.
Is this what you guys have been doing while I've been gone?
It's just about, we've been very bored.
How about Linkin Park?
Oh man. Let's see. Which song though?
Crawling Through My Skin.
All right. Let's see. Crawling in my skin, these words they will not hear. Fear is how I fall, confusing what is real. Uptown girl, she's been living in her uptown world.
Okay, how about Drain You, Nirvana?
Man, at some point people are going to tune out.
No way.
One baby to another says I'm lucky to make you with the uptown girl. I can do La Bamba.
Girl. You can't just say Uptown Girl. Yeah, if she's not living in her white bread world, then I don't even know what song you're singing.
Well, La Bamba?
Oh yeah, you can do La Bamba.
What did
no, because you only did you only did the first part, Uptown Girl. You sort of like gave me blue balls.
I wish you could bottle the hurt in his eyes when he had it. La Bamba.
I was like, why can't I just want to sing La Bamba?
No, yeah, do La Bamba.
Yeah, it's like, my la Bamba, my la Bamba, necesita no poca de Uptown Girl. She been living in a uptown world.
All right, how about Roxanne by The Police?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
all right, this is the last one since that's my ex-girlfriend and it hurts me to say.
Oh,
it.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
I'm
that.
I'm doing
wait,
it.
No, I didn't even think of that when I said it.
The last one.
It's the Spanish accent made me think of that.
Do the King of Space song by The Police.
King of Space.
You know, it's like, and then it'll be King of Space.
I don't know. I know Roxanne. I don't know King of Space. King of Space. It sounds like TNT. So, Uptown Girl. She's been living in her uptown world. I bet you never met a Matthew Lee, who she loved and broke up with, and now he's all alone. Oh. I wish you would come back to this Jew. He's all alone without you. Roxanne.
Oh, man.
That was for you.
That was
beautiful.
That was so good.
It was beautiful.
One day she'll listen.
It's so sad.
So, yeah, that's a special skill I have.
So that was so good. That was so good that, like, I think I would forgive you for killing a lion if you.
Yeah, if I had killed that lion and then did that, people would be like.
I'd give you a good Yelp review.
It's yeah.
A
brutal segue.
Yeah, that was a pretty brutal segue.
Nah, dude, that's what I do. This is what I do now.
But I
keep it moving along. I got topics and hashtag content.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
For like, all the listeners, we're now a pop culture podcast. We might talk about movies, but, you know, we're going to discuss the stories of the week. Because that's what we always did, but now, you know, we're branding better.
This is my perfect hell.
Yeah. Hey, there's nothing wrong with pop culture. Pop culture is what makes the world go round.
Makes yeah. The pop culture.
Pop, pop, and go, go to. So.
Yeah, set it up, man. You want to do this? You fucking. Yeah.
All right.
You
so, my this opinion. Big cat. So, I got opinion.
All right.
Which is.
Well, you got to say what we're talking about.
Because we're talking about Cecil the Lion. This dentist went to Africa and he shot a lion that turned out to be like some beloved lion of Zimbabwe.
Yep.
And then people got pissed. They got so pissed, like Mia Farrow gave out his personal address, which is just perfect. Mia Farrow is the now the Spike Lee of the left officially. Well, she's going to have to kill Oliver Stone first. But so my thing is, look, I do think trophy hunting is bullshit and that's kind of like a dickless loser sport.
It absolutely is a dickless loser sport.
And I'm not down with shooting lions. At the same time, I kind of think people that are not vegetarians that are outraged about someone killing an animal are kind of hypocrites a little bit.
You're going my route on this one. I like that.
Like,
where you
go?
Okay.
We want to be animal lovers when it's convenient, and then you know, this lion's majestic. I mean, it's also a 13-year-old lion that got to live its whole life in the wild and fucking hunt shit and fuck lionesses.
Yet
you're sitting down and you're eating your beef and your pork. Like I'm not a vegetarian because I don't have the willpower, but like I feel like unless you're a vegetarian or a vegan, you don't really have the moral high ground to tell someone they're wrong for killing an animal just because like that animal happened to be less convenient for you to kill.
Okay. So you went, all right, you got the ethical ambiguity angle. I like that.
I get that viewpoint a bit, but if he had eaten the lion, it'd be that would be more.
Agreed.
Valid
Matt coming in strong with the not a natural activity.
False equivalent.
I already conceded that trophy hunting's bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm just hearing a lot of outrage over it. Killing
there's
animals
certainly,
from
there's,
people that
there's definitely more outrage than is warranted. I think. Mm-hmm. I think it's because he's clearly. I mean, I guess I say that in doing the whole bullshit like there's so many other problems we have in this world, but
it's kind of true.
Take it. Keep going with that. So many other problems.
I mean, here's the thing. I understand people being mad. Everyone has. I think it's fucking bullshit and sad and terrible as well. But I will agree with. I don't know if you were gonna say that him. Getting like his home address actually mailed out to everyone, or that being released—that's fucked up. I mean,
that's the best part. I'm so anti. I'm terrified of social shaming. Like, one action is taken out of context, and it becomes your entire personality.
Right,
and you're hunted by random weirdos.
Right,
but like. It's so fucking perfect in this case. It's like, hey, here's what it feels like to be prey in modern society. You want to be the hunter where you're like using archaic tools for the thrill of them. Like he shot him with a crossbow first and then shot him in the head.
Right. Yeah.
Like, well, here is the reciprocation of that. Here's what it feels like to be hunted by everyone in an entire culture.
I completely agree.
I appreciate that. It's just for me, like I've actually... I've killed animals before. Or I've eaten animals before. Like, it's weird to me when people like, what's his name? Ricky Gervais are like, oh, let's whip up the lynch mob.
Oh, but
you're
kind of
just like, I'm happy to see the lynch mob whipped up, but I can't relate to someone doing the whipping up.
Yeah, I completely agree with.
But somebody has to go in the Wicker Man, and I'm glad it's this guy.
That's your answer to everything.
It is.
Someone's got to go in the Wicker Man. Sorry. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all.
We have this Wicker Man here, and it's just collecting dust when it should be collecting fire and pitchforks.
I got this gasoline. What do you want me to do, put it in my car?
Oh, yeah, fuck that. This gasoline is used for burning Wicker Men.
Weren't they in Scotland in the Wicker Men? Like they're planting crops in Scotland? You can only farm rocks in Scotland. I don't know anything about Scotland, but it seems like a place you would
only
plant rocks.
I think they dig up the grass and they make whiskey.
Yeah. Okay.
So you guys, I really like where you started with this, uh-huh. but you guys are like JV and I'm like all state sadness team.
Uh-huh, okay.
So, I was super bummed out by this cause like, uh-huh. again, trophy hunting, just an incredibly dickless thing to do.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I love the idea of shooting deer for me. That's probably more ethical than eating a cow.
Absolutely.
That's, yeah. Like mm-hmm. prey animals, go for it. Like, but as a human in modern society where you don't need to hunt to live,
right?
Like maybe you hunt the things that are like some combination of like low sentience, high population.
Sure,
like the dumb animals that there are
chickens.
A lot of. Yeah,
yeah. You know, there's
crying for
and
chickens.
That are living a pretty good life. Deer seem to have it pretty good right
it's,
now.
You know,
plenty
what it is?
Of people hunt. I think.
Yeah,
it's,
hunting.
It's
hunting,
a clear difference yes. between this and hunting.
But yeah. I think we're gaining some. We're gaining some moral high ground from being divorced from the process.
Right.
Like I like when you're watching. The fucking Kalahari Bushman, and he shoots some animal, and he puts his hand on it, and he like fucking prays. He's like, "Hey, thanks for dying, so I could feed my family."
Right.
And like, you know, you just get a hamburger at In-N-Out, and you never think about having yes. to like cut open an animal yeah. and take out its meat.
Yes.
Look, I'm still gonna cut open the animal and take out its meat.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. at least I want people to recognize. You should at least be able to recognize the thing that's happening.
Right. Sure.
And yeah. to be on the opposite side, so divorced that the act of killing is the thing that you're there to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't really need yeah. that well, in modern society.
Even,
you don't need to be so in love with killing
even
that you
if
need to pay money to go to a different country mm-hmm. to shoot one of the last few apex predators that
right.
we have allowed to survive.
Right.
Like, that's rubbing it in evolution's face.
Right.
It's like, we won through sheer laziness and thumbs. Let's kill off all the sharks for no reason.
I'll even go as far as saying that, like, if you're just someone who just needs to kill something, that that's something... that is fucked up, and I don't understand, and whatnot. But kill.
Well, I do understand. That's
well. I mean, I mean, but I would rather kill a human.
Yeah, I just want. That's what I'm getting at. Can't we just mm-hmm. open it up for like people we don't like?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I mean, even though we already do that, I just want to eat the people we don't.
We
like.
Should.
Yeah.
Hunt, we should hunt. Butcher and eat our death row inmates.
Yes.
Yeah, that's you know, that's not you know, you got some really bright ideas there, Vince. That's
yeah.
not bad. That's yeah. not bad.
But like let me break down my actual thought process on when I hear about the lion that has a name being murdered. It's very much that you start with, "Oh my god, humans are so terrible."
Right.
And that's where everyone kind of like draws the line, but I'm going to push forward. Like I'm going to extend the play. I'm yeah. gonna carry. I'm
no,
gonna carry it.
Carry it.
Carry it on.
Isn't existence really the terrible thing?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No. Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, so
we're
like,
getting there.
All right. So then you get to the part where it's like, I mean, so like the secondary backlash is a false avenue. I'm not gonna go down there. Like mm-hmm. the liberals are just as bad. Totally agreed. That's
right,
fine.
Right.
I'm thinking maybe the lions need to be put on trial. Like, given the chance, the lions would do the same thing to us. I see my cat kill moths.
All right, yeah,
small
yeah, yeah,
mice.
Yeah.
They fuck with them. They fuck with them
yeah.
for like 3
I
hours.
I saw my cat just eat a lizard's skin off and then
yeah.
just fuck with it for hours.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
They love to inflict
They
pain.
Are apex predators.
Yeah.
And you're right. They do deserve
right.
to die.
Yeah. And so that's the scrum, the tackle. I'm at the bottom right there.
Right.
And the play's over. And most people will be like, "All right, cool. Hey, Brett, like, great job. You're bleeding out your nose. You're obviously traumatized here. Maybe just don't go any further." But I jump up and I'll be like screaming, like, "Coach, put me back in." I'm going to be like, "Lions are just following the rules of nature. Nature's probably suffering. God itself might actually be suffering. Touchdown."
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
God itself.
Yeah. Fundamentally,
this
the
is...
core substance of the universe
uh-huh.
might be cruelty to other sentient beings.
That's interesting.
Brett worships the stranger.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. That's the uh-huh. god of death.
Oh, I thought that's when you sit on your hand until it's long
yeah.
and jerk off.
Yeah.
I worship that. Yeah.
I pray to the numb palm.
There's a few different ways in which you can justify pray to the numb palm. In which you can justify the
But
act.
our need to justify it is the sick thing. Like, we
right.
need to find some safe space
right.
in
some
this
reason.
Maelstrom of, like, bad feelings. And it's like,
yeah.
no, motherfucker, that's how molecules work.
Yeah, just
like,
go for
at
it.
At the core,
yeah.
the laws are set up to fuck us. There
yeah.
is only suffering.
Yeah.
And we're just building little sandcastles out of the suffering.
Yeah, right. And you're saying,
and some of them you
fuck
name,
the sandcastles.
And you're like, oh, no.
Knock down
not,
the sandcastles.
Not the one I named.
Yeah,
yeah, basically.
Right.
I felt really bad about
going,
the lion.
But going back to Earth, I feel that this guy, first of all, is he going to get prosecuted or something at least?
Yeah, no. And for what? No, and you're not supposed to pull them out of the nature preserve.
He lured them out.
He just had some guides that did it for him. I'm sure this dork didn't know what he was doing.
No, yeah, but I mean, him and the guides. I mean, they all should be prosecuted in some way. I'm not with PETA though, where PETA was like he should be tried, he prosecuted, tried, and hung.
I like that.
And yeah, of course you do. Where I was just
fuck
like,
it, he's an animal too. He plays by the same rules. Let's cut his head off and skin him.
Yeah, I mean, if we really want to go,
he's not special.
If we want to go down that route, then fuck the trial. Yeah. Let's go fuck after him. With like, but instead of like a piece of meat in a car, yeah. Let's go, you know, like we'll take his family and put it in the back of the car, and then we'll drag the family, yeah. And then he'll chase out. Oh, my daughter! Is that my daughter in there? I just saw Mystic River, so that's in my head.
I was gonna say that was very, very
was,
Sean Penn.
It was Sean Penn, and
he did that well.
Oh, dude, I cried. I watched it. I watched it to cry. It was one of those nights where I was like, I want to watch something that makes me cry. And so, yeah, he chases after his strung up daughter.
It's great.
He was like, Daddy, no. And then we shoot him with a crossbow.
Yeah. I mean, like.
And then we shoot him with a gun. And then we skin him and cut his head off.
Did you guys watch that Human Planet? The third one, the Planet Earth series?
No.
Planet Earth.
Oh,
life,
yes.
And
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Our entire history is built around inflicting pain in novel ways on large animals.
We figured
where
out
it's
lots
like,
of ways
where they're
to
like, look at these marvelous indigenous people as they torture this whale to death.
Yeah,
it's just like, oh, it's great, we're so smart at taking flesh off of things.
Hey, and that whale would probably rape a seal.
Oh yeah, I mean,
that's what they do,
man. You want to
some just yeah,
you want to feel weird about stuff, you should look up like the old-timey stories about whaling, like back when they were like going down the Gulf of Mexico. That shit is horrific.
Yeah, but they were actually like, they had to do it pretty baller status when, in the 1800s, when they had to take these boats just out, you know, and they didn't really have a lot of great weapons to kill the whale. They just had to like take these little boats out and harpoon it and then hold on while the whale just dragged their tiny little boat around. And then they had to drag, and then they had to row.
Oh shit.
They had to drag the whale back to the big boat.
Yeah.
They took it on the big boat, cut it up, and then render it down.
Yeah,
into
like
its,
giant boilers on the ship.
Into its
while
oil.
It's still alive.
So here's
no,
the thing.
No, but it's just really, I mean, you had to be like chest deep in whale guts.
Yeah. Oh. Whales have protoculture. So it's like, we don't know if it's like full on passing down knowledge generation to generation.
Right.
But they definitely started attacking ships on site.
Because
they would like, you know,
they're like, realize, watch out for ships.
Yeah, they're actually trying to kill us.
Wow.
And so like the
Whale Tom.
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah.
Watch out for those ships and fucking fuck them up next time.
Yeah.
So like
the babies
would follow the guts of their mothers as this like boiling ship sailed back up the coast with the pieces. So like you just have these starving whale caps. Like you want to feel bad.
Feel
think
bad
about some fucking whales.
Feel
man.
Bad for those little baby whales.
Yeah, they died.
Well, what if they should have just eaten their mother's guts?
I don't think that. I mean,
yeah. See, the problem is they're not smart enough to do that.
No.
Not like us.
No.
We're human beings.
Yeah.
Human beings get, you know, crash into the Andes mountains and then eat each other's butts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we survive. That's why we're alive.
Yeah.
And Ave Maria starts playing.
By eating butts.
Add Ave Maria in post, please.
Okay.
The Aaron Neville version.
Uptown Girl. Oh,
yeah.
It's not that.
Ave Maria. Gracia. Play me an uptown girl. She's been living in her uptown world.
I'm lighting candles.
I bet she's never eaten the whole whale. But if she does, he'll do it with a sailboat.
I want you to sing that to me in a bathtub.
Yeah, I would love to.
While he just cuts himself and thinks about whales.
I have a beautiful falsetto. I think we can all hear.
Yeah, you have a great,
yes.
Yeah,
great head voice.
That's the chest voice is not so good.
I saw a Woody Allen movie this week.
Interesting.
Which one
is that still going on?
It's called Irrational Man. You know what's funny
that
about
that movie has been made like six times, has it not?
It's so bad.
Is The Rational Man not a movie that's been made a couple times?
No, Irrational Man.
Irrational.
Here, I'll just play you the trailer because I think you can get a real
serious
feel,
man.
Real feel.
Wait,
for
who's
it.
In it? Is it Jason Biggs?
No, it's
he's over Jason Biggs.
It's Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh,
it's got like every actor that I like. It's Joaquin Phoenix, Parker Posey, and Emma Stone.
Wow.
Which are three actors that I mean, like Joaquin Phoenix. I'm not sure how many people are better than Joaquin Phoenix. Like
his brother, Running Phoenix.
Fuck you, man. Jesus Christ. Way to just dissolve all the goodwill you built up.
Oh, down girl.
Abe Lucas is going to be joining the faculty this summer.
Really? That should.
Wait, is Joaquin Phoenix going to date?
You just stepped on the dumbest line in the trailer.
Wait, is Joaquin Phoenix going to date Emma Stone?
Yep.
Great.
Okay. Again.
Play it again.
Sam.
Damn it.
Abe Lucas is going to be joining the faculty this summer.
Really? That should put some Viagra into the philosophy department.
Oh, fuck.
What does that even fucking mean?
It means it'll give them a boner because he's obviously someone who's really smart.
Powerful dick.
If you guys do not understand this, maybe that's why you didn't like it.
Yeah.
You don't understand Woody Allen.
You don't know what it's
His
like to have a boner.
Movies are about boners and about how it's really hard to ignore your fuck dragon.
Yeah.
And I understand.
You got to chase that fuck dragon.
Chase that fuck dragon. And then when that fuck dragon starts asking for things like, you know, your loyalty or, you know, just your love or for you to come home, that's when you murder that fucking.
And maybe you go to court, but.
Maybe you don't.
Yeah.
Maybe you just live.
Yeah. Maybe you get
Lucas,
away with it.
Lucas, welcome to Braylon.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you here.
Your paper was quite good.
Am I blushing right now? He's very radical, very original. You either love him or hate him, really. When I heard you were coming here, we have fantasies that we'd meet something special.
So the premise is that he's a renegade philosophy professor.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Who's very radical.
Who's going to fuck a student?
Yeah. He's going to fuck a student.
It's radical.
Everybody at the college is kind of is not as
bonered,
not upset about him fucking
bonered.
A student.
Right. Yeah.
Actually, both this. Okay.
That's just Woody Allen's like fantasy world where he can just fuck.
Right. So a couple things. First of all, if there's a Woody Allen movie out and you haven't like heard about it for months, don't see that movie.
Yeah. That's.
If a Woody Allen movie is good, you will hear about it.
Right.
If
exactly.
there's a Woody Allen movie that's out and you haven't heard much about it, it's terrible. Like that's pretty much how that works.
He's someone who he writes through his writer's block.
Right.
Like
exactly.
He does not. His thing is like, I'm going to be prolific.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not going to be fucking Annie Hall quality all the time, it's going to be just a lot of stuff. And then occasionally he'll hit with something really fucking good. And you'll just be like, ah, damn. That was a good movie.
And secondly, this one did the exact same thing as his last movie with Emma Stone did.
What
which
was his last movie with Emma Stone?
It's called Magic in the Moonlight.
When did that come
Colin
out?
Firth, last year.
Is that
it's every year with him.
Well, he's done one movie a year since 1968. So
Jesus
what's
Christ.
The Hemingway and Love one?
That's Midnight in Paris. That one was good. That's why you heard a lot about it.
Yeah, and so I like Blue Jasmine.
Yeah,
that
you heard a lot about that one.
I heard a lot about that
so,
one. And I heard nothing about
nothing
this other
about
one.
Either of these two. It's because both of them... They star these actors that are
like
clearly,
Land Before Time movies.
Like clearly way too old for Emma Stone. And so they spend the first half of the movie. People are like, I think you're attracted to that girl. And the protagonist is like, oh, no, she's too young for me. And then like 40 minutes into the movie, they start fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, God damn it. Like I was on board with you not writing this into the movie for once.
Right. Yeah.
And then you just wrote it in anyway because you had to.
You think he cannot do that? You think
I don't
it's,
know.
You think it's pathological where if he doesn't write it. He has to face the fuck dragon. He has to stand naked before the fuck dragon and address all the things he did to it.
Maybe his wife like yells at him or something. It's like, you know,
did you write the young girl in?
Yeah. No, I don't want to. Is Sue Young? No, that's the young girl from Rush Hour. What's the name? What's the name of
Sun Yi?
Sun Yi. Yeah. Sue Young. That's wow. That's a memory from a movie I haven't seen in like 15 years. So young!
I haven't been able to perform in nearly a year. I can't write. I can't breathe. I couldn't remember the reason for living. And when I did, it wasn't convincing.
So what is up with every writer that sort of came of age in the 70s? They always do this thing where they write this guy who's just this whiny, like existential alcoholic who like can't be bothered to enjoy his own existence, and then every chick in the movie wants to fuck him.
Can I screen?
That's based on real life. Because that's what happens when you are that person. If you are someone who's just is constantly going through an existential crisis, then you probably did you just take a screenshot? Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix is making the Woody Allen face.
Oh wait, I want to see.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
The weird thing is,
he's
such a perfect, like, his physical acting, the way he uses his shoulders and his gut is just so beautiful, and it's just fucking wasted on this horrible movie.
He is a weapon of embodiment, and it is against the Geneva Convention to use him in this way.
Yeah.
Like, he is mustard gas and a cluster bomb if you want someone to inhabit a space. And you should really not have him make this fucking face, because it's just like, I'm the guy Maureen Todd killed. I'm the smug liberal asshole that everyone thinks is going to come and take your guns away.
Mm. Word around is your philosophy professor's got a bit of an alcohol problem.
Oh, boy, that's just one of his problems.
I just hope you're not starting to care for him too much in the wrong way.
You suffer from despair.
How comforting that would be.
Are you aware of what's going on in this table?
It's too cool for despair.
It was at this moment that my life came together.
He's just very... He's very
How can you be too cool for despair? Despair is the fundamental.
You would like to know, wouldn't you?
You'll never know because you're not. You just don't despair enough.
Yeah, there's
despair. That's just the first level.
It's like heaven plus, man. You don't get better than despair. That's the coolest you can be. Is just completely give up on the world.
Yeah, but you just don't get it because you don't have an advanced enough lexicon.
I didn't go to school long enough.
Of another word for despair. That's even more despair. What's more despairer than despair?
Despairer.
What's despairer than despair?
Joy.
No, the joy is...
Whatever lights Cameron Jackson has.
What?
That's the one step beyond despair.
It's whatever lights Cameron Jackson has.
Uh-huh.
Fair enough.
It's being a TV talking head. That's one step.
Despair enough.
Yeah. Oh, it's because you loop around.
Right.
Yeah.
You loop around to shill them.
Yeah.
Have you guys...
Oh, all right.
Have you guys ever... has Joaquin Phoenix ever done an interview about his dead brother?
Probably.
Because I looked on the internet. I could not find a single one where he's talking.
You were just trying to cry.
I was trying to cry. I just wanted to hear what his view is, because it obviously must have fucked him up. You know what I mean? Just because, like, he watched his brother die. You know what I mean?
I didn't know he watched it.
He watched his brother. All I've ever heard is the 911 call where he's, like, you know, talking to the dispatcher about how his brother's having seizures outside, like, the Viper room. And, like, I was like, I need to hear this interview about him talking about it, because I mean, that shaped his, that was a big part of his childhood. His brother is one of the most famous actors in the world, dies right in front of him, and like, what is he supposed to do after that? And so, but then he carried on to be who's one of the, you know, best working actors who's out there right now. How does he feel about it? I want to know all these questions.
Yeah,
I want to know all these answers to these questions. Anyways, I just feel bad, you know. Feel bad. Who we calling? Ghostbuster.
We had to
call. With the uptown girl, she been living.
Been starting to talk, and I just put my hand
up. I know he's gonna do it.
Stop. Let the man work.
Joe. Oh, okay. Jesus, your picture, man.
What?
So for the listeners, Joe's Skype picture is like it's an X-ray.
It's like a flaccid, giant flaccid dick.
Going down a man's throat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see. Oh my God.
What?
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Why is there like a peace sign drawn on the part down the throat?
I've seen that picture before. I forgot that I had it as my Skype profile pic.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Oh, dude. Which, by the way, deep throating is overrated, right?
Oh, yeah, totally.
I hate deep throating.
Well,
way to make me feel small.
Have you ever had it done right, though? If you, when you have it done right, it's amazing. They use their throat muscles to massage it. And I've only had it done right one time, and it was an experience I'll never forget.
I don't know if you are with a girl that uses her throat muscles to massage your penis, if you're with the absolute worst girl in the world or the best.
That's a good point. I mean, I would figure she's pretty cool. She's married now to someone else.
Yeah, she's married.
Yeah. Because, you know, someone was like, I got to put a ring on that.
And he was like, what was that thing? She's like, I don't know. I've never done it before.
Yeah, she probably said that.
I just thought I'd try it.
No, it was great. It was like one of those things makes your whole body tingle, you know. One of those.
Well, first of all, it's the wrong angle, right? Because it's going down.
All right, you're vaping right now, aren't you? I can hear it in your voice.
I thought you were doing nitrous.
No, he's definitely vaping.
Because that's what nitrous sounds like.
I'm actually doing nitrous.
This is probably deep throat is
I thought maybe you were deep throating while talking about deep throating, which is hella tight.
Angles off.
Yeah. Well, the angle, it depends what angle you're talking about.
Or if you got a weird dick.
Yeah, well, the angle goes down, but my penis is going up. My penis points up.
Well, but that's the thing. Some people's know exactly how to position themselves so that it goes perfect. Is that the sound of you vaping?
That is absolutely the sound of him vaping.
Like sucking a robot's dick.
I mean, I understand, you know, you need to get your nicotine. But
wait, is it flavored, Joe?
Guys, I'm not vaping.
All right.
Okay.
Everyone here, right?
Your vaping made Vince take a snooze.
Yeah, and I've already got a nicotine gum in my gums right now. And Brett is currently shooting heroin.
So I love it.
He loves that.
It's great.
The sound. Well, that sound.
Well, I'm not vaping.
Did you just slow down?
He's in slow mo.
It's great here. It feels good.
Is this Brandon?
Oh, hey, guys.
I heard that you also like to vape, Brandon.
I'm vaping every time you've heard me talk. I've been vaping.
So who's all there? Who's all there?
You got, I'm Brandon. Matt's here, too.
Hey, what's up, man?
And Brett.
Yeah, I came back.
Yeah.
Brett, okay.
Yeah.
Was Brett the guy that had the faux hawk?
Yeah,
that was him.
Okay,
you had a faux hawk?
Yeah, like one point. Oh. I think during the live thing.
Oh,
I had a faux hawk.
There you go.
What was that? Was that a car horn or the? What was
that? That's amazing that you could hear that.
Well, I'm only deaf in one ear, so.
Yeah, there was a car horn going off in the background.
Are you in a car? Are you in traffic?
I'm in my apartment. I'm just in Los Angeles, and there's just cars everywhere.
Yeah, that's how it go. That's how it go.
It's a concrete jungle out there.
Oh, sure is. Where dreams are made. Wow.
So
with the uptown.
Yeah. So Joe.
Yes.
I know we're of a mind on this, but what do you think about True Detective?
Oh, it's the best. It's so good.
So good.
It's the best. It's great. I don't know what fucking people are talking about. I think when people like complain about it, it's just so. It's so like complicated of a plot, and it kind of unravels slowly. And there are characters that come into play that like were only like introduced briefly, and then so I mean, as much as everybody talks shit about the writing and all that stuff, I think they're really just frustrated that they're not like following it easily enough.
Yeah,
it's not so much the yeah, and then they not only complain about the writing, it's like. It's like they're somehow taking it as a they're taking this season as like a betrayal.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Which they hate it. Which it is makes so, it so much better for
it's
me.
It's so weird to me because it's like the idea that you're taking this season as a betrayal of last season, that kind of means that you took all of Matthew McConaughey's bullshit.
Yeah.
Like you Are actually you,
what's happening?
I fucking love that shit. What anyway, was that? I love it when people
Was
I
that is your writers, tea kettle on?
What'd you say?
What was that sound? Is your tea kettle on?
I'm making fucking tea, bro. Oh, you know what, guys? Are you gonna stop? Let me fucking
he let about... him
All right, we'll let you live.
Fuck.
What were you going
to
say?
Like, the idea that, that people are were on board last season and not on board this season.
Sorry about that. What do you...
I think he's... Bo-
What part of the tea making process requires that sound?
He set this up. This is a fucking trap. He had the tea kettle on a timer. It's like you walk into the building and it's the hard cut to the fucking countdown going to zero and the whole place explodes.
What is...
We're God, fucking you guys doomed. Are really focused on all the shit going on in the background.
He knew the whole time. We walked right into it.
God damn.
So it's kind of like they thought when Matthew McConaughey said time is a flat circle, like I was kind of laughing at that because it was like such an amazingly silly line.
Right.
And other people, I think, were thinking, man, that's so fucking profound.
No, you know who was thinking that? Definitely people, but the guy who fucking wrote it.
Yeah.
That's
why
yeah, I realized.
That's why I like it. Yes. Yeah, that's why I like it. Because
like I remember loving that show, the first season of that show. And then I saw an interview with him and I was like, I think I hate this show because he was. He was such a dickhead in
That's
this interview.
That's why I like it. It's spectacular. So silly.
Well, it vibrates so hard between like actually badass,
yeah.
and some dickhead's idea of what a badass thing to say right. would be outside of a bar as a taxi.
What was that? What could that have possibly been?
Are you guys talking to me?
Oh my god.
What happened?
You know, you don't respect the fraud.
It seems like he's shoving a little girl through like a storage container
he's
right
making
now.
Making sausage. He's killing the whale.
What was
he's
that?
Boiling the whale.
I could identify every sound that was happening until that very moment.
It might have been I was putting creamer in my and I popped the cap on the.
Oh, you're
tea.
Like a...
I don't usually put creamer in my tea.
Yeah, you're very, very English.
Yeah. Well, I doubled up on the thing.
On the tea bags.
On the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't. Wait. It sounded like sex. Now it sounds like crying. I don't. This has got to stop.
Last time I was in Joe's house, I was doing. He went to bed.
Did you turn him down?
No.
What?
I went to bed. He supposedly went to bed, and I was in the living room. And so he just started. He started playing gay porn that he would do. He would put on his Apple TV that was on the big screen in the living room to try and like distract me.
That's great. Yeah. Joe, I need you to know this about my relationship with you. I have never not pictured you eating that raw hot dog in Vince's cheese. Picture.
What?
Vince has a picture that he posted on Twitter where it's just you in the kitchen, like standing over the stove eating a raw hot dog. Like not, like in like a bucket.
It was a chicken apple sausage. I get them from Costco and then I microwave them and eat them with my hands.
Is it Adels?
Yeah, it was an Adels.
So that's
how I do it.
Okay, so perfect example of.
But here's my theory about True Detective.
All right, go ahead.
Is what I don't want to fucking blow your guys' minds.
Mm-hmm.
So, but just
do it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do it. So my theory about True Detective is that last season, what made last season good was actually Woody Harrelson, because then this season all you have. Is a bunch of McConaughey's, and you don't have any Woody Harrelson.
No one playing the straight man.
Yeah, you have no like he was like this really great sort of comedic element to the story, and now you just have McConaughey's being fucking all serious and brooding.
Brooding actually works better.
Brooding actually more accurately describes what they're doing.
Being deep in braiding, and and I think that. Is what's throwing everybody off because actually I thought Woody Harrelson did a better job last season than McConaughey.
I liked his character and he pulled some weight, but like everything he did as an actor was like
playing off McConaughey.
It was basically reaction shots while he had like a big dip in.
Yeah, true.
I don't know about that there, Tim.
Well, anyways, I think that's what's fucking.
But so perfect example of this season is the Mexican standoff between Colin Farrell and Vince Vaughn. It starts out and he's like, "You want some coffee?" He's like, "Yeah, cream." No, I drink it black, and you're laughing at it. You're like, this scene is hilariously stupid. And then by the end, it gets to the end of the scene, and he's like,
no spoilers.
He's like, right now you're the best friend I got, and he goes, wouldn't that be fucked up? And he walks out of the room, and you're like, okay, I legitimately liked. Like, he went from ridiculous that you're laughing at it to like, all right, I'm legitimately enjoying this scene now.
Oh, they tear out in his muscle car to end the fucking episode. They're like spinning out in a dirt road. And it's just like, yeah, all right, fine, fuck it.
And then Rachel McAdams has to go like under sexy cover, which means wearing like a dark wig for some reason.
Yeah, but here's the thing I don't understand is this is how all good fucking television right now is. It's all corny and ridiculous, like Breaking Bad, like Homeland, like all these shows, they go so fucking far and beyond like anything that's plausible or realistic.
There's a chance.
And that's like what makes it good. That's why I don't understand why people are complaining. They're like, it's so cheesy or ridiculous. And you're like, yeah, like, what about fucking Game of Thrones and dragons? And you know what I mean? Like,
They're mad because it is dispensed with the pretense of being important and got down to the gritty task of being badass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, no, pretend you're serious. And it's like, fuck you. Do you want to live? Direct look at the camera.
I feel like maybe if it wasn't in comparison to the first season.
I laughed so hard at that.
I haven't seen past episode 2. I saw the first 5 minutes of episode 3 where Colin Farrell didn't die and then woke up. And I said, I can't do this.
Here's the thing. It would have been better if he died. Like, that's a ballsy move. And they would have solved.
If he would have come back as a White Walker and then butt-fucked the Rachel McAdams character.
I mean, I would still be watching if that had happened.
Yes.
I mean, I'll tell you that.
I like how they did the ambiguous anal sex thing in the first episode.
Was that, dude, that's what you thought it was butt fucking?
I don't know.
I thought it was a little strangulation.
Could have been knife play.
I remember thinking it was butt fucking. I don't remember why. We're talking about Rachel McAdams like some weird shit.
Yeah,
right?
Guy's like, well, not a lot of girls will let me do that to them or something like
that. Right. I figured.
Or he goes, no, you like that? And she goes, sometimes.
Right.
I thought it was butt fucking.
They should have had him cleaning shit off his dick while he said it.
Yeah. You're right. That's like the biggest problem with the HBO is they don't show people cleaning the shit off their dicks enough.
Yeah. How come?
I think they did that on Game of Thrones a couple times.
Right? No, you know, they got close, but they never got there.
Definitely in Oz.
No, I mean, you know, they would mention it in Oz, but they never actually show them cleaning the shit off their dicks.
Just fucking scrubbing it off with a brush.
I do feel like that is next level TV. Mm. It's not HBO.
But then it like goes on for the whole episode. Like the guy just can't get the shit smell off his dick.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
He's just like, I'm trying everything.
And he keeps washing his dick over and over again.
Just Lady Macbeth.
Yeah, exactly. At one point.
He's like Googling how to get the shit smell off your dick.
At
he's
one
like,
point, he tries to put
toothpaste.
Put more shit on his dick just to see if he can get maybe it's
like a different.
Maybe it's that a different of set of shit because that's the previous scent is what's really driving him mad, like Lady Macbeth. And then it just smells like double the amount of shit and it's even worse. Yeah. And eventually he just realizes his dick is made of shit. And he tries cleaning his and then he realizes his whole dick was shit the entire time.
That's like the M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Like ending. But there's like a slow reveal where he like pinches a piece of it.
Right. And takes it off.
Peels it back.
Yeah.
And sees the shit underneath.
Right, yeah. Kind of like the robot arm
like,
you see in
like
T2.
Yeah, exactly.
But except it's shit. Yeah.
All right, well.
Pokes his finger in it.
True shit detective.
Oh, Jesus. Fucking Christ.
You know, I have to do the pun. You guys get mad when I do the pun, but it has to be done. Because you know what's happening at home? The listeners, the ones who I fave star on the Rex.
The ones you care about.
They're going there. And you know
what? You're like the Billy Crudup.
Yeah.
Or no, what was the lead singer? No, Jason Lee.
Jason Lee.
Almost Famous. Yeah. You're like the Jason Lee and Almost Famous of this podcast.
Exactly.
You're going out there in the audience and you're turning them on.
And I'm turning them on. I'm shaking hands and, you know, I'm promoting and, you know, like I'm doing all that shill stuff. You know, I am shill Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I shill so you don't have to shill.
Okay. So
someone's got to shill in this fucking group of slackers.
Yeah. Controversial opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the world is just realizing that Rachel McAdams is hotter as a 36-year-old than she was like as a 20-something like ingenue.
I don't know.
I think the range is helping with that. She's playing a lot of different roles.
Mm-hmm. I think she's just so. She's just.
I like that they're growing her hair out as a reverse mustache on McConaughey. It's like show time passage. She's showing her roots. I like that a lot.
You see that? I haven't gotten far enough to see any of that. All I know is, yeah, she's like one of the hottest people.
I don't know
ever
if she's showing
even
her roots.
When
I thought
she
that
was
I thought they were doing an ombre kind of thing.
No, nah, it's just like it's getting longer. She's getting the dark.
Well, I like
out.
It. Whatever.
I think it's an ombre. I think you're right. I think it's an ombre.
Fuck yeah. You.
God damn you.
Fuck.
I think she's always been hot, personally.
Joe,
wait, so everybody in this room likes True Detective in that room.
Yes.
Likes True Detective.
Matt's on the fence.
I'm the one
But
who's...
do you guys really feel like it's like you say it's ridiculous, but like and like the writing, I mean, yeah, it's obviously like the dude has the people saying shit that is very ridiculous and corny, but
do you hear that?
I mean, that's awesome. do you feel like it's worse than any other television show? Like, I don't feel like I'm watching it going like, this writing is so fucking bad compared to this show or that show. Like, I just feel like most television writing, it doesn't particularly like stick out.
Yeah. I like that it's going to extremes like Blue Balls for Your Heart.
Yeah, I love that.
I like that it's just like, fuck it, here's a rock song for your pussy ears.
Dude, yeah, exactly. When he fucking looks at the kid, he goes, "You're pure solid gold. Inside is pure solid gold." I was like, fuck yeah, dude. That's a great fucking thing to tell a little boy.
Anyone who sat through like a Chris Nolan Batman movie and thought this is cool but turned their nose up True Detective can go get fucked.
Right.
I agree, bro.
It just sounds at that sounded to me like you were eating like whipped cream, right out.
Really?
Right out the bottle.
I stopped buying whipped cream.
Did you? Why is
why?
That?
I was just, you know, try to cut it out so I could for you.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel McAdams, maybe her butt got fatter as she got older, and that's a positive.
She always had a big butt.
Did you see the boxing movie?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, she was like, I was just like, God, I want this girl to be like my fucking wife. So mm-hmm. bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know an actress is good. Like, remember Mila Kunis in Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Did you call her Mila Kunis?
Yes.
Sam Brown.
What was that?
She just the whole time I kept thinking like, I gotta get a girlfriend like that.
Like on TV.
She's really pretty too. What are you guys looking at?
Brett's looking over my shoulder. I was gonna play some of Joe's Daily Show audition.
Oh yes.
But Joe won't be able to hear it.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, he did it. You should remember.
I guess we'll do it later when he's off.
All right.
So did you ever hear back about that, Joe?
No, I never heard anything yet. I think they're not letting people know until like August.
They're still auditioning.
Oh, so who knows?
Yeah. Did you send in video?
I might have been too fucking tough looking. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like just kind of like tough looking for that show.
This boy is too strong and handsome. Get him out of here.
Hey, you know what's fucking? You know what's crazy? Did you guys already talk about Cecil the Lion?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah.
I mean, what a tragedy. You know, it's like all these fucking people out there just going crazy, and they'll never understand how good it feels to kill a lion.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? It just is the most. When you fucking hit that lion with a bow, and then
it runs
off, and over the next 40 hours, you have to chase it around while knowing that it's just slowly bleeding out. It's just like your fucking heart is pounding, and you're just in heaven. You know what I mean? It's just the fucking best feeling in the world.
Yeah.
You know, you just can't wait to find that thing, cut its head off, skin it. And I just feel like all these people are never going to understand that.
Yeah.
I would like to make a little necklace out of its foot. A little lion's paw.
A little lion. Well, it'd be a pretty big fucking paw.
Well,
like
the size of your head, man.
You want Jimmy Kimmel.
Fucking Jimmy Kimmel. I appreciated, because I'm a shill, I appreciated his heartfelt response to it.
Mm-hmm. The lions?
No.
He's dead, man.
No, Jimmy Kimmel's. Did you see Jimmy Kimmel?
I don't watch that show.
Well, there was a clip of him talking shit about the dentist, and then he gives a website where you can donate to people who, I don't know, help lions. And then he like choked up a little bit. Choking up Kimmel, you guys understand it. Like, it activates that shill part of me that needs to be emotionally manipulated.
I will say that the idea of hearing that this guy killed a lion and then in response flooding him with bad Yelp reviews, that's like the perfect...
That's funny.
That's bad social Yelp media reviews. In a nutshell. That's our modern age. That's everything.
To me, in comparison to the shit other people are trying to do with putting Mia Farrow and his address being put out, like the Yelp reviews, I'll take that. But I just don't agree with the like, let's literally fucking get the lynch mob together and pitchforks and torches and all. Like, that to me is like, come on, guys.
Yeah, this guy's like got to be just like sitting in his, like, he thinks he just took a picture of him riding like a 50-foot wave, like it's the coolest thing he's ever done.
And then it turned out
he's just sitting there like, what's the big deal? I thought it was great.
I was just Hitlering.
Yeah.
Why everyone's so mad?
Yeah, and I had also been hearing conflicting reports about him knowing the lion was a celebrity lion, and that being the reason for him killing
fucking
him.
Sick of these celebrity lions.
Yeah. First of all, that's what you sign up for when you become a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know, paparazzi, TMZ, people coming at you with a bow and arrow. Like, you know, that's just part of it. And also, like, fucking... You know, we have to protect this celebrity lion with his millions of dollars and his house in the Hollywood Hills, you know?
Yeah, just because he's a Vine star.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, come on. Like, he lived a good life of being a celebrity lion.
He thought he was such hot shit, didn't he?
Yeah.
Until that fucking boat, that fucking arrow came flying through that air.
Yeah.
I like that they shot him with a bow and arrow. Like, that would never fucking work ever in the history of the world.
It's a bad plan.
Just shooting.
It's a real bad plan.
And then they're like, and then he died 40 hours later. You're like, yes, of course, because this is an insane plan that you have. Like, were they going to shoot it right through its eye and then the fucking, like...
Well, that's the thing. They ended up finishing the job with a gun, which to me is like, oh, you pussy fucking bitch. Like, the fact that you were, like, set to do this with a bow and arrow, and then we're like, oh, fuck it. Let's fucking, like, just shoot it again with a bow and arrow. If you're going to kill the lion anyways.
Yeah. Like, if he had killed it with a rock, would we be angry? We'd be like, wow, this guy,
that's
pretty fucking badass.
I'd still be angry, but I think.
Only if it came at him.
Yeah, if it came at him and then he just, like, threw a brick right at its head and it killed him.
I just want the hunt for this guy to be televised.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'd like to enjoy his collapse at the hands of... like a faceless mob. I want that to be broadcast somewhere so that I can participate in it without actually having to do anything.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you. That's what you want to see him.
I want the most dangerous game be super convenient.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Joe.
My uncle killed an elephant.
Did you say an elf? He killed
elephant. He killed an elephant.
Oh, yeah?
Why?
Why?
He shot an elephant. Just because, you know, it was cute. He wanted a house at his house. No, he, I don't know. He paid like, I'm sure he paid a fucking insane amount of money. And he was actually there with my cousin, and they were like hunting this elephant, and the fucking, I guess my cousin sneezed and the thing started charging. So they shot it dead, basically.
Yeah, elephants hate sneezing because they got that long trunk and they don't want to get sick.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. But and I'm certainly, like, complete. I find it fucking repulsive that people would, like, murder these incredible animals. But there was something I was reading not too long ago. By the way, I thought the sneezing story would be funnier.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, talking about the death of the elephant.
You got sad.
I got sad.
He has like a elephant footstool, elephant foot footstool,
elephant
in his house.
It's of the actual elephant that he killed?
Yeah.
Well, at least he made use of it.
I like to imagine he's just morbidly obese and he's wearing one of those safari, what are the, oh, pith helmets. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's wearing a pith helmet and he's just like,
sitting there.
He's just like watching porn on X videos sitting on his elephant footstool. Yeah.
He's like the, he's like, I'm always torn because it's like, he's a hunter, but he's like the nicest dude, but I just like absolutely hate the idea of like killing these ants. You know what I mean? Like he's a hunter and like, it's like a thing he does, but it's, and you'd never be like, this guy's a fucking dick. Like he's the coolest guy and like the nicest guy, but
yeah, unless you're
he
an
does
elephant.
This shit and you're like, yeah, unless you're an elephant. But, one of the things I read was just that, like, if these hunting safari parks didn't exist in Africa, all that shit would be dead. That the money that, you know, because they're paying so much money to fucking.
That's like backed up historically too, which is fucked. Because like the only parts of Europe that have lasted this long are like somebody's fucking hunting estate.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh okay, whatever, Brett. You fucking know more than me. Great.
I'm just saying, there's like a place in Poland that's got like giant fucking Princess Mononoke trees and shit. Because like some asshole was like, I just want to hunt my subjects here, and he did for like vampire shit for like, you know,
yeah,
Dracula. Fuck.
Joe, did you read the profile of the Vine star by any chance?
I did read that.
I thought that was one of the better things I've read.
Wait, what was
it? I gave an Uber ride to one. I think it was like the fourth biggest Vine star, and he lived in that apartment complex. That's where I picked him up.
Colgi P?
No, it was, I can't remember the name. He's like a Canadian guy with big eyebrows.
Is he hot? Because they're usually hot.
Curbs lurb.
He had like a thick 8-incher.
Wow. Thick and 8-inch.
So this was a Tech Insider profile of this guy, Logan Paul.
It sounds like fucking Cheese Whiz, man.
And some of the quotes from this are just amazing. She's quoting this guy Logan Paul. I'm at the point where no matter what, brands are still going to come to me. Logan adds, gliding past me on the scooter, so I can start being a little more edgy. Like I could do a Vine for Fleshlight or something. Logan will get his shot at performing his edgy song "Stank Dick" later this week. Now what are you doing?
It's a quail. He's got a quail in his little head. He's got his hands cupped, and he's got a little state bird in there.
What was that? Joe! Oh. Joe, tell us the sounds you're doing. What if he just got killed?
All right,
I thought we were talking about Logan Paul.
We were. All right, Joe, I'm going to let you go.
Are we firing Joe?
No, we're not firing him. No, it sounds like we're firing, but that was actually my plan, my timeline all along.
All right.
Oh, fine, bro. That's the fucking way it's going to be, dude.
You don't have to get mad about it. I'm firing you we can play your YouTube, we can play your Daily Show audition.
Okay.
So technically, you're still on it.
Yeah. You'll be here, just not in the flesh.
I mean, if you guys are going to kick me off the fucking... was I not good podcasting?
No, you're great.
You were fine.
I mean, what was wrong with the podcasting I was doing?
It was good. I liked it.
Well, you obviously didn't like it because you didn't want to talk about Logan Paul.
No, I wanted to discuss...
You did say Joe would get to talk about Logan Paul, and then just took it right out from under him.
Here, there were some things...
You offered him a nice treat.
There were some internet clips that I wanted Matt Lieb to respond to before he has to leave.
I mean, I'm
fucking
sitting here with my tea. Where's Lieb got to go? Where are you going?
I got to go do a show.
God damn it.
I'm sorry, man.
Why can't I stay on the phone? I'm all fucking caffeinated.
Yeah, let
him
stay.
You can, but you're not going to be able to hear the thing. That's all.
Whatever.
Let's do it.
All right. Well, this is Joe's Daily Show audition.
When Sam Brownback was elected governor of Kansas, he promised economic growth by slashing taxes.
Guys, I can't hear anything.
I knew he was gonna do that.
Did you go?
We're going.
Keep it going.
Corporations, the plan has backfired. Not only is Kansas losing jobs, We are facing tax shortfalls that are set to bankrupt the entire state. For more, we now go to our economic correspondent, Joseph Klutko, reporting live from Kansas.
Hello, John, and greetings from Kansas, the corporate tax utopia, where people are drowning in jobs and there ain't a tax collector in sight.
Hi, Joe. Reports are showing that Governor Brownback's grand tax experiment is actually an abject failure. Not just for the state, but for all believers in supply side.
You guys aren't laughing at it? Are you supply watching
side,
it?
Your side, my side, side to side, off side. Look,
the fuck is going on?
You're killing it.
Joe, are you going to put this online at some point? Like how long before you're allowed to... What are you doing over there?
Bro, you know what, dude? Maybe I should go.
I gotta go too.
Aww.
What were you gonna ask Lee, bro?
Yeah, what were you gonna?
What do you think about Cara Delevingne's fucking Good Day Sacramento interview?
Oh, I could talk about that.
Well, I didn't see that.
Oh,
that's okay, Vince, because me and Lee were gonna.
Yeah,
talk
we're gonna talk about it okay, on ahead. Our own podcast.
No, go ahead.
Basically, she did this. She did this interview with Good Day Sac, and they just like talked mad shit to her face the entire time.
Good Day Sac.
Yeah, it was.
No, they started off and they're like that most obnoxious, overly enthusiastic. I don't know why they do that in the morning either, because it's the last thing you want to see is somebody that enthusiastic. They're like,
yeah,
Kara, tell us about the book. So this was based on a book, and when did you get a chance to read the book?
Or are you too busy? Are you too busy to read because you're so busy? And then she's like, yeah, no, I didn't read the book and I didn't read the screenplay. I just winged it. JK, yeah. No, I read it. It was great. I loved it. And then they just keep going in on her. Kind of like
with these stupid questions.
Like, oh, you're so busy. So I guess, do you find it that it's easier to read because you're busy? Or do you think if you had more free time, it'd be harder to read? That's like that's along the lines of a question they asked. And she's like, what are you talking about? No, I really enjoy this job. So I've always wanted to do it. And then they just straight up say, you seem like a little agitated. Are you just tired? Are you, have you been doing a lot of these? Because you seem like really agitated.
And she probably had, because she said something about, like, she was at the premiere the night before for the movie. So she out on fucking.
You're in a tunnel. Are you in a tunnel?
Me?
Yeah, you're cutting out.
What? Oh,
God.
Guy. Can you fucking hear me?
Yeah, kinda. Is he gone? Why?
All right, let's listen. I want to see the interview. I have to play the interview now.
Play it.
So this was about Paper Towns, which is hilarious because it's like the
much more.
Cara Delevingne is in the movie. She joins us.
Her name is Cara.
To talk about Paper Towns. Cara, good morning.
Hey.
Hi, how you doing?
We're doing all right. Nice to have you here. So the movie is based on a best-selling book by John Green. You play Margot, the star character there. Did you get a chance?
She does look like a Margot.
Totally. Keep playing it. Gotta go.
It was taught, I know, in a lot of high schools and such. Did you get a chance to read it, or do you even have time to sit and read? These days you're so busy.
No, I never read the book. Or the script, actually. I kind of winged it.
Yeah.
No, of course, I love the book.
Nice
I think
try.
The book's amazing. John Green is an incredible author. So really, if you haven't read his books, you should. They're really, don't miss.
All I can focus on is that she's really pretty and she has an awesome accent.
Yeah, yeah. And she's unfortunate. She has a resting bee face, and I think that's what they're responding to.
I think she's responding to the fact that they fucked up her name.
Yeah, that too. That too. Yeah.
Awesome.
You know, I'm wondering, looking at, as Marianne was talking about how busy you are, and we're looking at your IMDb and all the projects, it's like you are doing one thing after the next. Do you find that it's easier for you to focus because you're so busy? If you had downtime, maybe it wouldn't be so easy for you?
It's the weirdest fucking question I've ever heard. I mean, that's a question that's something to discuss. Definitely, I found that if I have more free time, it's harder for me to pick what I want to focus on. But I kind of feel like that's a weird question to ask in this interview.
No, I don't know where that comes from. No, I think
that's bad.
It's
yes,
not
and.
Easier to focus. I think, I mean, I love what I do. It's not crazy. You know, I mean, it's it's my passion, all of these things. You know, I've wanted to do this since I was young, so it's not too hard.
Not too hard? All right.
Yeah. What do you like about Margot?
I'm living my dream.
Specifically. Do you have anything in common with her?
No, I actually hate her. Yeah, I mean, of course, we have a lot in common. You know, we...
I am also a manic pixie dream girl, yeah. Is the weird thing about me.
I don't know. I feel like this is probably the right way to give a press tour.
Yeah. I feel like it.
Yeah, she
like
promoted herself. Yeah.
And she's doing it in a pretty funny way. I mean, she's not really being hard on them.
Yeah, she's not busting on them.
Yeah, the very light busting balls, but nothing along the levels of, like, do you even read, bitch? Like, that's basically what they asked her, but go ahead.
Connected, because I think a lot of the script, I'd read some of the lines and I'd said them before and weird coincidences like that. But again, you know, I watched the film, and if it was me, if I was actually Margot, the whole movie would be different. So, you know,
really?
Different as well.
Hey, you know, hey, I want to jump in here. First of all, I love the movie.
The
I love
the
author. I know I'm out of the demo, but I still really dig this movie. This is the teenager I always wanted to be because they're eloquent. They speak like middle-aged screenwriters rather than the awkward, dopey adolescent that
he's
I was.
Sports guy?
So I love it. Now, with that said, I
don't know if he's a sports guy.
He's sitting
guy
off to the side like
the weatherman.
He just wheeled in.
They brought him in to lay down the hard truth to her right now. That's what they did.
No,
watch.
They like, we found someone who read the book.
No, watch what happens.
I saw you in London talking a couple weeks ago on TV, and you seemed a lot more excited about it than you do right now. Are you just exhausted?
Like, what's your fucking problem, bitch?
No, I mean, I'm still very excited. You know, the premiere was last night. It was an emotional night. It felt like the end of an era, but I'm not any less excited than I was a couple of weeks ago. Maybe I had a bit more energy. It's the morning.
You do seem a bit irritated. Perhaps it's just us.
What the fuck? Right?
No, I think it's just you.
I think it probably is us. Well, then on that note.
We figured as much.
We'll let you go then. How about that? Right. We'll let you go take a little nap, maybe get a Red Bull. How about that?
Whoa. Cara Delevingne, thank you so much for your time. Paper Towns coming out too. She's also in that Taylor Swift video, Bad Blood. Everybody probably recognizes her from that as well.
Yes, stretch out and see it, won't you?
It's a good movie. That's so funny. Let's tune in and see what they went to bars.
Wow. She was in a mood.
She clearly was not in a mood. Even at worst, you could say she was tired from doing the press thing, which they obviously knew about. But they just spend the whole time just ragging on her, and then being like, "Why are you being such a bitch right now? Why are you such a bitch?" Like these fucking guys are the worst, and they're terrible. I gotta go.
They're like one step over paparazzi.
I completely agree, guys.
Hey,
I love you so much.
It's good. It's good to see you.
It's good to see you. I'm sorry I have to leave. Everyone, follow me, Matt Lieb, 1875 4 at Fat Dweeb, at Cheddar B Biscuit.
Yes.
Just follow
all the things you can find.
Cheddar B Biscuit. Cheddar B Biscuit. Bye guys.
Bye.
Love you.
So on that note, there was this other interview. This is kind of a theme where these people have to do these fucking press tour interviews with these lame talking heads.
Yeah.
And then they sort of get accused of, you know, being difficult somehow. So this is Amy Schumer. And this one's on Australian TV.
Oh, well, at least they'll have fun accents.
And this one is kind of, it's like almost a Christopher Guest sketch.
You know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah.
The costume designer, Lisa Evans, on this movie, she really thought that it was her idea to make everything just a little too short.
Just slightly.
Like, just so you're uncomfortable. Yeah. Like, that's a lot of leg.
Do you have the word skanky in America?
That word.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have used it.
What made you think
then?
About your mom? Why did she just pop in your mind?
She didn't wear a skirt all the time, so length wasn't really an issue.
Oh, okay.
No, but no, come on. That's the character of the movie. I'm not trying to offend you. It's how
whatever you're trying to do, you are. That's a rude question.
Well, I'm not leaving till we get the car crash moment. I mean, that's what we would love.
Well, then you're going to have to get it from your wife when you go home.
Let's tell her about the scandal we had
we
at work today.
That's interesting.
Oh, I don't know.
Not that
you're
here
actually.
To hear about our... There was a memo go around our work because...
This is true.
Some girl has been serially trimming her pubic hair at work.
And there was a mess left in the female toilets, and a memo went around to all female staff saying to please get your home business.
Especially the girl is very like Christopher Guest.
this is real?
Yeah, this is real. Were they like just in the middle of it? They're like, oh, I know how we can save this. We got a story about someone trimming their pubic hair at work.
It's done at home.
It's an awkward thing to read when you get to work.
I just don't know whether there's ever call for that sort of behavior.
I support her.
Yeah.
I support the sign telling her to not do that.
Right. So you're a bit in both camps.
Yeah. Well, I have no pubic hair, but I could see at home being a better spot to trim it than at work.
Well, but what if pubic hair comes? Hang on. I have to speak to you about this. Let's do it. What if pubic hair comes back?
Well, I don't want to shock you, but hair grows back.
What? Not if you get it like electrolysis Blazer. Never grows
I
back.
I didn't do. I'm not doing electrolysis.
My mum did it on her. We get
the skanky, your mom.
You know, my skanky mum.
Yes, I do remember
she
her.
She was worried about chin whiskers when she was unable to control herself, so got electrolysis.
Sure, that's smart.
And she was the first person to beat it. They would still grow back, despite.
Your mom sounds lovely, and I would love to see her, but I don't have any plans to go to the Outback.
Well, tragically, at some point I got to let you know that she's no
passed.
Longer with us.
She has passed.
Anyway,
God
has
a plan. God has a plan.
She would have.
She has passed.
She has.
She's
very dead.
She's very dead.
I don't know why they do press tours. Like, I guess it's in the contract. They're forced to.
Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude?
Hey.
Why would you try to censor me?
Well, you know, I thought you were getting a little too real for my audience.
It's bullshit, dude. What was this? What's so special about computer audio?
Well, you couldn't hear your own audition, and so you kept interrupting yourself.
I don't know, man. Feels shady, dude.
Yeah.
Feels like you guys are plotting against me. And I can't see you, so I can't read your micro expressions.
It was microaggression.
Dude. Now who's in the room?
Just you and me and Brett. We just watched that Cara Delevingne.
He turned himself down, and then he might have lost the recording for like the last 5 minutes. So he missed like the Cara Delevingne reactions and then the Australian pubic hair bathroom reactions.
Got
so he's
it.
Feeling a little remorse at that loss.
Got it. Australian pubic hairs?
Yeah, there was a memo. You're not supposed to shave your pubic hair in the bathroom anymore. Also,
where?
The host's mom has passed.
Do you guys use a regular razor when you shave your pubics?
No, like a trimmer.
I use the same one that I use to trim my beard with.
Yeah, me too. Well, I use it just like a facial shaver thing.
Yeah, I have
just
both.
Like a haircut.
I get really down to it. Because, you know, there was that report that came out that the perfect penis is well manicured.
Oh, really?
Where'd you get that? Yeah, it doesn't have to be big.
Interesting.
Scientific American? Was that? So was that?
So that's good for me. What did you guys think about the audition, though? Did you like it?
We haven't watched it yet because you kept interrupting it. We tried.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
This is not even. We're not even on the podcast anymore.
No, I thought it was. I saw it before, though. I thought it was a great audition.
We're not. This is not even really podcasting anymore, you guys.
We're breaking the mold.
Uh-huh.
Hey, but, did you, Vince, you liked Southpaw?
I mean, yeah, I didn't, you know, I didn't love it. It was what it was.
I just thought it was I just don't understand why, I guess because it's so frenetic, like they can't really ever capture what like boxing should look like or like fighting should look like. And it's like if you're familiar with it, like sports movies are bad like that. It's like you're so familiar with it. And then so when there are things that are off, it immediately takes you out of that world. Like even just like the promotion of the fight and the like build up to it just felt weird. And I just hated it.
I liked all the training montages. But yeah, you can't film
boxing. Even like they didn't even like bleed like boxers bleed. Like there was blood going down the front of his nose at one point, mm-hmm. or some shit. And I was just like, the fuck is that? It made me so mad. And then like a lot of the shots, you could tell they were like pulling their punches, and I don't know, it just felt weird.
It's too everything in boxing. It's just too. It's too specific. Like you can't. Nothing's big. It's all small movements.
Yeah. And it's like tight. And
it's tight. It's not. You're not winding up to throw like a giant punch like in a bar fight. You can kind of make that realistic, but yeah.
Yeah, or like, you know, with like other sports, you can have that like slow-mo motion where the guy throws a pitch or like shoots the basket or throws a football. But like with boxing, just the fucking slow-mo punt, I don't know. It's like it's hard to get like, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Maybe I should have hung up earlier.
Yeah. We have one. Well, we can leave you with an email question you can collaborate on before you go.
For me?
Well, you can help us answer it.
Oh.
If you want.
Okay.
Hey, frauders. I've been invited to a good friend's wedding in 10 weeks' time, and I have it on good authority from the bride that she's planning to set me up with one of the two possible single ladies. I've been out of the dating circuit for quite some time now, and the last one-night stand I had was 10 years ago, so my pickup game ain't so fresh, as the kids might say. So I'm hoping the crew, especially Ufford, he seems wise, he's not here, sorry, might be able to give me some solid advice for sealing the deal. Are there good any good conversation starters other than the classic, so how do you know the bride/groom and lovely weather? If it helps, I'm 31, and I know Lady 1 is a journalist, and Lady 2 works in film production. Cheers. Gareth from Fremontshire upon Avon, UK.
So, fun fact, I've never touched a boob. So, I don't know what any of this means.
I feel like the only consistent success I've ever had hooking up is at weddings. I think, like, it's very set up for you to succeed, because you're watching two people fall in love, and then you naturally want that.
So I've been to one wedding single, I think, in my entire life, and I was totally about to hook up, and then Vince fell asleep on the hood of their Suburban.
Oh, yeah. that was bad.
And made them, about that. Made them leave.
I once ate the bride's cousin's pussy in the bushes at a fucking wedding. And then it was in like Rancho Santa Fe, which is like a really rich part of San Diego. And then I was like, fucking wait here, I'm gonna get a condom, because I didn't have a condom. And she's like literally laying in the bushes. And so I fucking go sprint. There's like a little town, and there's like a farmer's market type town, like a store there. So I fucking sprint in my suit. I'm sprinting like as fast as I can to this fucking market. I go in. I'm like, do you guys have any condoms?
Just but breath it was reeking just like of all labia.
Like natural produce and like organic, and they didn't have condoms. And then I ran. So I sprinted back. I'm all, fuck it, dude. I'm gonna bare bone this bitch. And I fucking so I run back to the bushes, and she's gone.
She didn't wait for you in the bushes.
I'm like,
wow, what kind
fuck.
Of not,
I'm
not
like,
what kind of what finishing school did she go to?
Yeah, exactly. Like really, just she was one of the bridesmaids too. And then so I get back to the wedding, and like everybody's just looking at me like I'm the worst fucking piece of shit that's ever fucking lived on the fucking planet, that I hooked up with the like fucking like 20-year-old fucking cousin of the bride, and who now has like grass stains on her fucking bridesmaid dress. I just remember walking in and like,
how did they
seeing
know?
The bride and groom just like looking at me like, what the fuck, bro? And then just one of my friends like high-fiving me like, dude, I think it's awesome.
I just imagine him crashing through into like the like Frankenstein's monster into the sleepy little town with like the shopkeeper with the little like the candle holder and just being like, condoms.
Yeah, exactly.
How did they know?
Because they saw me like dip out with her. Like, I just grabbed her by the hand. I was all, and you coming with me? And then we came back, and she just looked frazzled.
Yeah. Well, all right. So my advice on this one, I don't think you need conversation starters. It's a wedding, so you just get drunk and you dance to the music.
And you got to be near the bar when it's time to refill.
Like, there's a lot of drunken white person dancing at every wedding that I've gone to, and that, you know, you just go nuts.
I feel like all the conversation happens at the bar between dance breaks. So
yeah.
Like,
just have a get drunk and have a good time, and then hopefully good. That's my only pickup strategy. Just get drunk and have a good time, and hopefully something good will happen.
I feel like too, like people, like as I've gotten older, the less I try in the interaction. Not like as long as like I'm attentive, and to the person that I'm, the girl I'm talking, you know, man or woman, talking to.
Mm-hmm.
That, and I'm like natural and just kind of relaxed and like calm. It seems to go better than when like I was younger and I was always trying to be like funny and like cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It seems to just go so much better. But it took me forever because I just thought like girls want the guy that's like
trying to dance for them.
Just witty and yeah, and like fucking, but I feel like they don't want that. They kind of want to be the star of the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a little beauty queen in the shrubs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Miss Shrubby Grass Dance 2008.
Eating their hairy pussy in the bushes.
Well, all right. On that note, we're about out of time.
Have you guys ever watched the blood coagulate on a lion's mane?
Mm, no, I haven't.
It's breathtaking.
Do you think it's coarse or do you think it's real soft, like you could rub your face in it?
A lion's mane? Yeah. I know it's coarse.
Oh, yeah? Why is
that? I know it's coarse.
Why?
Because you have to wear gloves when you remove the lion's head.
Uh-huh. Like a catfish?
Because it's so – like a catfish?
Yeah. They're spiny. You know catfish are spiny?
You don't want to, like, just grab them because they got those.
Their fins have little spines on them.
Yeah.
You got to wear gloves when you got them.
Vince, your favorite dog is the German Shepherd.
It's, yeah, probably.
Got it.
One of them. Yeah, I like shepherds. Yeah. I like golden retrievers.
Yeah.
I like labs. Yeah. I like...
this is some pretty fucking bland dogs.
Like Australian, I like Australian cattle dogs. I don't think I have enough space for them, but those are probably the
coolest
dogs.
I don't like their creepy eyes. They know exactly how you're going to die.
No, that's an Australian Shepherd.
I don't care. I don't like any of their
creepy
eyes.
I like them, too. But again, you need a lot of space for the herding breeds like
that. Yeah, they're always trying to put you in a corner. Fuck you, dog.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joe. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, bro. Oh, you guys aren't going to watch the audition?
I don't know. Now we're kind of out of time now. Maybe next week.
Well, fuck it.
Hey, stay.
If I don't get it, it's your fault.
Stay vape.
All right, later, bros.
Keep vaping.
Later.
Yeah.
Can you not post his audition?
I should ask him that. At some point I'd like to.
Yeah, someday. Yeah. I'm sure he'll get a job somewhere.
All right, you guys. You know, I just appreciate you so much. We love all our fans. Like, without you, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, it's awful here. I mean,
no.
It's
Brett.
Fuck. Don't fire me.
I'm going to take him in the other room and we're going to have a talk. But you guys, good night and eat the beans.